clock on my watch.
Yep.
Roll call, David Lemmeren.
Here.
Norm Cummings.
Here.
Diana Taylor.
Here.
Steve Kopecky.
Here.
Connie Casper.
Here.
Carrie Tessman here. Review and consideration of minutes for organizational meeting.
That was in your packet, that was May 27th.
You probably need one for TIP 4 and one for TIP 6?
Yes.
Yep.
So TIP 4 minutes. Any motion?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
Any corrections or discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, now for TIP 6.
Also move.
Any second?
Second.
Any discussion, corrections? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, review the public record planning documents, planning commission resolutions approving the districts, and resolution passed by the village board adopting the districts. Who wants to take it?
I can do it if you want me to. On your table are items related to the village board last night. In your packet was material, should have been material from the plan commission, both of which approved the resolution. I will indicate to you that at the public hearing of the planning commission, while there were members of the public present, none of them made comment. Connie was there. She did bear witness to that.
I can't.
The plan commission reviewed the project plan as they should have and ultimately recommended approval via resolution. Then last night, the village board again considered it and made a presentation reminding them of the process. Of course, they had the packet and the project plan. And as you see on the table tonight is the executed resolution that the village board approved in both cases, recommending or approving rather the district change in the district creation.
Any question on item 3 on the agenda? Discussion? Okay. Consideration of resolution approving tax incremental district number 4's amendment.
Would point out that based upon Attorney Tybel's review of the resolution, he did request a small change, so that's why you had an additional set of resolutions on your at your seat. That change just made a reference to the adoption of the village board resolution last evening.
Okay. The statute indicates that the joint review board should approve the village board resolution for creation or for amendment. So I just added the phrase approve the resolution in the top paragraph on the second page of the proposed resolution for the joint review board.
Although the village does approve much more, right?
That's correct. You've got the full resolution with all of the findings from the village board.
But that doesn't mean that we have the same findings. We just have these three findings are our findings.
That is correct. Yes. We do not make the same findings. You only have limited, basically, 4 statutory findings that you have.
Right.
The 3 enumerated ones plus the 1 indicating basically satisfaction plus 4.
I will make a motion to approve project plan boundary amendment of tax incremental district number 4.
Okay, got a motion for TIP 4 amendment.
Second.
Second. Okay, got a motion second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Consideration of resolution approving tax incremental district number 6 creation.
I would move resolution approving the creation of tax incremental number 6.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Determine whether to disband following adjournment.
Now, you've reduced the one TIF twice, so
yes.
You sure you don't want us like firemen ready to come at beck and call when you want to take a parcel out?
They might add some back in.
Is this on 4 or 6, or we have to consider it for both?
Consider it for both.
I'll move that we disband the joint review board for TIF number 4 at the conclusion of tonight's meeting.
Any second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. What about number 6?
I Wheels turning.
There's no reason that we have to disband.
There's no reason to disband. I suggested to Dave in discussions about that element of the Joint Review Board action that it might be beneficial to disband. This is a single developer project.
Yeah.
It's not anything that's going to expand. It's nothing that's going to shrink.
You don't see us coming back soon. And that'd be the only reason, I think, to keep it, because there could be turnover in representatives, and so you'd have to, you know.
Monkey with that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're coming back soon, no.
Okay.
And if we have to do audit reviews, while some of those might pop up pretty quickly, those are quite a ways out.
I don't know what that means.
Well, they're looking at some of the changes at statutory level. Possibly the Joint Review Boards have to come back and annually review the audits.
One of the TID bills that has been approved by the Senate that's floating in the Assembly would be to require, or basically would have Joint Review Boards standing all the time that would review the annual reports that are supposed to be developed by each municipality for each TID that in some cases haven't necessarily been done, and so it's an attempt to make sure that those annual reports are done appropriately. I think the genesis from that is concerns from the other taxing jurisdictions outside of the village that they don't necessarily always know what's occurring in the tax increment districts.
You know, I think it's less than a Band-Aid. Mm-hmm. I mean, my big problem with TIF is there's nobody enforcing it. There's stuff going on all over the place,
sure.
And nobody's enforcing it. The only way we can enforce it is a lawsuit, and you know, obviously that's not something that anybody would take lightly in doing that. I guess it's better than nothing, but when I get your reports, I review them. If I have questions, I call, mm-hmm. and I always have gotten responses to my questions. What's not working, I think, as it was intended, back in when the major revisions were made in the early 80s, was the audit that is being done. I think they thought that there would be more things brought to the attention, like if you went over the project costs.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of an auditor comment that they went over the project costs or anything like that. That's not happening. And I don't think audit firms want to take on that liability. I'm not sure that they foresaw that. So, that, you know, unless you violate the Department of Revenue's whole parcels, or you have more than whatever the percentage is of the village, etc., you don't. The state does nothing, so it really is almost up to us that are regularly on these things to sort of bird dog it.
So where does that cause you to land?
So,
pardon me.
Yeah.
As far as this,
yeah,
we might as well disband. I know.
Then, if you want to disband, then we need somebody to make a motion.
I would so move.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay, motion and second to disband TIF's 6 Joint Review Board. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. I guess we're adjourned.
There being no more further
business. There's no disband.
Now we need some signatures.
Right? Some signatures.
Yes.
We can send around.
Now you need to
find copies down there.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Well, now I want steak and lobster.